For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Got so drunk, he hit his shit on the sidewalk. Pretty good, he gon' be alright. We just left Whiskey Road 30 minutes ago, and he still seeing me on lights. Drive up to the dive bar, get PBR. That's just how we start our nights. I see them best reds on Broadway. They all wanna be my wife. I'm trying to flex. Trubbin' made of cedarwood, it's where I count my checks. We just got it painted, baby. Please don't make a mess. Look inside my cup, I'm so confused. Where's the rest? Don't forget, the drink don't need no mix. What the hell is this? I'm trying to get fat.
Chime, I forgot to tell you, no more Shaboozy on this radio program. I am mad at him.
Why?
Why? Because he had his grubby hands all over Emily Ratajkowski on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Apparently, apparently the two of them are dating.
Yeah.
No.
She loves the black diamond.
Well,
and he loves the slopes.
I don't know what the two of them like or don't like, but...
Well, I mean, wasn't her last boyfriend...
She's dated, it seems like, many men. Right. I mean, she was married for a while.
It is remarkable. No. Wiggy can be given a name of a celebrity and instantly say if they like white people.
Yeah. Well, Shaboozy, we know he loves the slopes, and her ex is Eric. What's the hell? The comedian,
Eric Andre.
Yes,
she's for them streets.
Well, she's out there living her life.
Ooh, they were holding hands.
Holding hands and sucking face.
Oh,
that's what I read.
That's a come up for Shaboozy.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow, 5th birthday party for this show. Being thrown by Sam Adams. So we'll see you at 6 at the Sam Adams Tap Room, Faneuil Hall. Great breakfast, great beer. Sam Adams brewed a sinkingship.com lager or pale ale or whatever for in honor of this show. And for those who suspected that it wouldn't last very long. And so, and what else? We got great guests. We'll be joined tomorrow by the president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, by the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, by Rob Ninkovich. We'll talk what happens tonight. Patriots preseason game with Rob Ninkovich there tomorrow morning. The governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will stop by tomorrow morning.
All right.
Former mayor. So should be good. Jim Cook will lead us all in a cheers for 5 years. Tomorrow morning, so can't wait to see you there. Right now, though, what did you have? One story
just
left?
Just one story news left.
And quickly, we talked about it. And a cheers to the chief of streets, Franklin Hodge, Joshua Franklin Hodge, who makes $177,000.
Wow.
Not a bad gig, chief of streets.
That's a pretty good job if you can get it.
I mean, and it's essential. We need it.
$177,000? To be the chief of streets.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's a cool name, too.
It really
is. It's like a cool title.
Yes,
what you
it
do?
Is.
I'm chief of streets.
Well, now that you're an e-bike rider.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe you two should get together and talk about how Joshua can improve the streets for e-bike usage.
Well, how do I get an e-bike?
I
would utilize that thing. I love Lady
you
Bike.
Qualify.
Do you really love it though?
I do because
Did you say you went on it yesterday?
I went on it yesterday. My wife and I.
What an absolute hypocrite!
Yeah, I am.
I mean,
that's right.
For years.
That's why we love this
for
country.
For years, you
hypocrites.
Just berated me,
I did.
And you constantly were saying,
right.
Those bikers, they don't pay attention right. to the road.
No, nope.
They don't have the right of the way, and they just think they can do whatever they want. What do you tell me during
I
the break?
I do whatever I want. I drive through Boston like I'm Debo. I seriously do. You know, it does all the work for you,
yeah.
The e-bike. You pedal and it does just really does all the work
where
for
do you
me.
Leave it when you get like you, where were you
the
going
stations.
Where were you going yesterday?
I was going to my wife and I went to see our daughter who works in the city.
Okay.
And there's a station area right outside, and the gray bikes, which the ones that are gray that are e-bikes, those generally are hard to come by. There's not as many. So when there's a couple out there, we'll be like, all right, rather than walk, we'll just bike it.
You took
I'm a
the yuppie e-bike.
On a blue bike.
Did you take the e-bike and make Mrs. Wiggins take the blue bike?
No, she jumped on the gray one
oh,
as
she
well.
Did, yeah.
Yeah, but I told you, I drive through the city like I'm Debo.
Oh.
I'm all over the place in between cars. I have to be
wow.
careful because my wife is not as good of a bike rider as me.
Yeah.
So she, you know, I have to make sure she's safe.
2022 Wiggy could hear 2024 Wiggy.
You know what? We all change,
we
Courtney.
Do. We evolve.
Yeah. We all change. Oh. I'm the only one in the lane, Curtis, though. You'd be proud.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I get it. It's great for Wiggy. But do people realize you have to charge e-bikes? And you need energy to charge that?
Yes, you do.
Like, it's not some, like, this phantom charge that comes and makes the world better. Like, mm-hmm. you're just bringing more batteries, which are farmed from awful places, and require energy to be charged.
I thought they ran on solar.
Like... It truly is the dumbest time in human history.
And all those stations must be charging because
yeah.
when no matter where you put it, it charges up. So the whole thing must be a charging port.
And another thing to know, that the e-bike company
mm-hmm.
is owned by the company that owns Lyft. And those e-bikes
yeah.
across many parts of Boston take up parking spots, which would be used by drivers who now need to use Lyft. Seems like a conflict of interest. I don't know. Maybe we can get the chief of streets on it.
All right. What did you have left story-wise?
Keep an eye out for, especially if you're in Maine, for a parrot. Because Sabrina Doyle was visiting Maine from Massachusetts on Saturday. She lost her parrot named Ducky.
Oh.
She's offering a $1,000 reward for finding the bird. Ducky escaped from her harness while on Marginal Way in Agunquit on Saturday. Was last seen flying north towards Agunquit Beach.
Have you ever walked the Marginal Way?
I have not.
Beautiful. You're looking for an old man or old woman walk, you got to go and walk the Marginal Way.
I've been to Agunquit Beach. Is it over there?
Yeah, it's over, but kind of near there.
Okay,
yes.
That's a
yes,
beautiful
it's beautiful.
Beach.
It's a beautiful bird.
But what, Ducky just flew off?
Flew off.
Oh.
So Sabrina's looking for all the help. $1,000 reward, pretty big.
Is that enough, though? Like, if you, like, randomly found the parrot, like, there was a report that there was some guy,
mm-hmm.
I saw this story in the news last night, some guy in Portland showing off a parrot at a bar and saying that he had just found the parrot, and
oh,
people
wow.
were thinking that it might be Ducky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that guy is going to give it back for $1,000? Is that enough?
Should.
Yeah, I
he
think
should.
A G well, note's good.
Yeah.
Does the bird say, because don't those birds talk? Does it go, I'm Ducky?
I'm Ducky. I believe Shime, if he finds.
don't those birds talk, right?
That's a parrot.
Yeah, that's
they kinda killed like, my mama bird.
Yeah, Polly? Yeah, Polly wants a cracker. Chime will not return a wallet if he finds it without knowing what the reward is.
Nope.
Which does not seem very courteous to me.
Nope. I returned the wallet, no questions asked.
No,
I was just asking if I deserved a finder's fee.
You expected a reward.
No, I didn't. I just asked if I should get one.
No, you expect people.
You were upset.
You expect common courtesy to go out the window when you want cash.
Nope. I had found a wallet full of cash and credit mm-hmm. cards and such. I brought it to the desk at the golf course and I said, here. Take this. I hope this guy comes back for it. And I left it there with them.
Throws you a little coin. I'm with you, Shine. Always should be a monetary reward.
Excellent text. 978 text. Wiggy has the right to change his mind on bicycles
yeah.
in this economy.
True.
And that is true.
Amen.
I do. But I still drive a big gas guzzler, too, though.
In this economy?
781 text. Emily Ratajkowski is the chief of Dem Streets.
Oh, she that is.
Yes, yes.
She that is.
Yes, she is.
Shaboozy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Curtis, how's it? You know what I might do just for my man, the chief of streets?
Yeah.
I might have them send me an e-bike and then put it on the back of my pickup truck and drive around the city.
I would love that. We do need more video of Wiggy on the e-bike because that is just content gold.
If Greg takes an e-bike to the show tomorrow, I will be...
It's a good ride, though. I've done that ride.
There's no shot Greg is going to figure it out
there.
Yeah. Like, I love you, Greg, but I don't think I could. I'm not.
And you'd have to bring, like, a change of shirt.
No, you don't have to bring a change
of shirt. You'll probably
sweat. You do sweat a lot.
Not if you got a gray bike. Gray bike, I told you, does all the work.
And it should be cool in the morning.
And what's that?
Greg, I flew with you on JetBlue. You sweat the whole flight.
I literally could probably just old man walk my way over there.
Oh, that's a long walk.
Like, it's not that. It really isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Not that. No.
I've done that, Greg. I've done it
from, look it up right now.
From Ocean Prime to, you know, where I live. That's a long walk. That's why I would recommend the e-bike. What's that? When you go over the bridge, if you just keep going on that street, doesn't that run you right across State Street and then right into Faneuil Hall?
Yes.
It'll be right there on your right-hand side. It's a nice ride, too, right
20,
over the bridge.
23-minute walk.
Yeah, that's a long
walk. It's just
walk.
A mile, Greg. You could do it.
Yeah, no, I would rather you walk than bike.
Shoot.
I just think that if he bikes, there's potential of falls.
I mean, is he that old? I mean, you make it sound like he Biden age when you put him on a bike, he's gonna fall over.
I worry.
I mean, Wiggy, we all saw his cannonball. He's not the most athletic guy.
Yeah, it's riding a bike.
And they're
bike,
like,
though.
There are people driving. It'll be kind of dark at that point. Yeah, I just think
they got lights on them.
And if you walk home, you can reward yourself at Cane's Donuts. It's right on the way. And
it's got a little bell on it. That's what I ring the bell when people are trying to cross.
Oh my God. You're the worst.
I am.
Yeah. The worst.
I told you.
All right. Well, they have yet to find Ducky. So $1,000
yes.
reward for Ducky. I just got a text message about Ducky, which says "Hoss along to die on the marginal way." Do you know anything about that, Curtis?
Who, if anyone, is getting dinner?
The dinner. I forgot about the dinner. Sunday.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox dropped their final game against the Royals 8-4. Kansas City avoiding the sweep. Cutter Crawford went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. He talked about his struggles with walks and the loss as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Some of those at-bats I didn't get ahead. I dug myself into a hole. And even a couple of them, I did get ahead, and they fouled off a bunch of good pitches. They grinded me out, but yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I can't walk 4 guys.
Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. The boys are off tonight before welcoming the Astros to Fenway tomorrow for a weekend series. Elsewhere in baseball, our guy, Kyle Schwarber, had a hell of a night in L.A. for the Phillies. He had 3 homers for the in the win. Curtis, what did you say he had overall for the season?
Well, for the 3 years
he's left here.
Since he's left here, he has 120 home runs as a Philadelphia Philly.
Nice. Happy for him.
Yeah.
The U.S.
We could have
him
here.
The U.S. is up to 94 overall medals, including 27 gold. They lead the way in the Paris Olympics. Men's basketball faces off with Serbia today at 3 p.m. in the semifinals. And the NCAA has handed down a 4-year show cause order for Jim Harbaugh after determining the coach had impermissible contact with recruits and players during the COVID-19 restricted period. The ruling effectively means Harbaugh will not be able to coach at the college level for the next 4 years. The NFL has declined to comment on the matter. And we'll be able to see some Patriots in action tonight. They have their first preseason game against the Carolina Panthers at Gillette, 7 p.m. start. And the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 65 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 74, and a lot of requests, Greg, on the text line. If you do bike, you do it in a Chris Sale jersey tomorrow. We'll see how that works out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Whatever mode of transportation you choose, bicycle or public transportation or Lyft or Uber or car or gas-guzzling pickup truck, I hope you will join us tomorrow morning for the 5th birthday party for this show. And we will be at the Sam Adams Tap Room, downtown Boston, 6 to 10, free breakfast. The first 75 of you there tomorrow morning get an incredible gift bag to take home from Sam Adams. They brewed a beer for you to celebrate this show, so you can sample that. Start the weekend right. Lots of special guests. I mentioned a bunch of them earlier. I was just alerted that, speaking of special guests, we will be joined tomorrow morning by Julia Hill, who will make her way over before school starts in East Boston, and she has to get back to teaching. So should be an excellent morning tomorrow morning, and can't wait to see all of you there.
She already has to get back to teaching?
Well, what? Soon?
Julia?
What?
When? Like, when do they go back to school?
Oh, like another couple weeks. I mean, summer's over, Courtney. I hate to break it to you.
Labor Day's really early. It's the second.
She's probably preparing.
Yeah.
Got to
get ready. Get ready. Got a real issue with you on the DMs, Coach, from Brenda with an underscore B. If you care to answer, you have enraged Brenda, who says, I'll read it verbatim. I put up with a lot of nonsense from Wiggy But his misogyny during Courtney's lead this morning was really bothersome.
Please say verbatim.
It's 2024 and a woman can't propose to a man? What, should she be in Wiggy's kitchen making him a sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a good sandwich.
So your lead this morning was an Olympian.
Yes.
Who, after her event yesterday,
She
broke a record.
Came in fourth.
And then went over and proposed to her longtime boyfriend.
Longtime boyfriend, 9 years that they were together. And before people say, like, Shem, oh, well, we don't know the power dynamic. Or maybe he proposed and she said, not yet. And then he said, okay, when you're ready. Nope. She said, he didn't, basically, to sum it up, if he's not going to do it, I guess I have to.
You're right.
I'm shocked that you don't like that.
No.
I'm with
Why?
You,
Courtney.
I more power to her. I'm fine with what she did. Shame on the guy. Shame on the
shame
guy.
Shame on him?
Shame.
There's
shame.
Zero shame in that game.
Oh,
for
my God.
It,
you
putting
look
it off
like,
as long.
You look so just bad. The fact that this Olympian woman just ran a big event, and in the back of her mind, she's saying, 9 years, 9 years, 9 years, and he still hasn't done it? Well, I guess I got to take matters into my own hands.
Yes, I look so bad that a gorgeous woman who just ran an Olympic event wants to propose to me on television for the entire world to see. Yes, I look awful.
Yeah, you do look bad. Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you
I don't understand how that makes you look bad.
Because you are an absolute puss to just be waiting around for 9 years twiddling your thumb while this woman is waiting for you to say that you want to spend the rest of your life with her.
And ride the train with me, Courtney. Women, there are just certain.
And I don't think, let me just say something. What was her name? Barbara_B. Wiggy wasn't saying Wiggy wasn't saying this woman should be in the kitchen. He was just saying that it looks bad for the guy that this woman has been waiting around for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And then on the biggest day of her life, she has to get on her knee and propose to him.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't have to do it there or at that time. She wants to do it then. She wants to do it at that time. How is that a bad thing?
Because they're
seeking attention much?
No. There are certain things, Greg, that I look at and I go, okay, it's an obligation for a man to propose to his woman.
That's outdated thinking.
It might be outdated thinking.
It's outdated thinking.
If a woman makes
more. That's rich coming from Greg.
If a woman makes more than a man, I got no issue with it. If I'm the guy, I'm screaming from the top of the mountain, hey, my wife makes more than me. But there are just certain things that are like, okay, here's what we do as men that women probably have. There's certain things that it's not a good look. When
do you think she wanted to have to do this?
No.
No.
We wouldn't know how long they were dating if she didn't want to have to do it.
And she would have said, I wanted to do this. She said, I decided because he wasn't going to do it that I had to.
Exactly.
Right.
That's like somebody having to pay because the other guy refuses to go into his wallet. It's not some great gesture. You're doing it because at some point the bill has to be paid.
And how many dudes are looking at you sideways, his boys, when they're sitting there and they go, and she goes, you know, it's like a bunch of couples. Hey, so let's tell about the engagement proposal story. And the guy, and everybody's looking for him, getting ready to talk. And she's like, so here's what happened. I just set a record in a race, and then I proposed to him.
And the people that are like, it's their business, Coco. No. If it was their business, they wouldn't be doing it on worldwide TV
to the people saying it's their business, you're getting into Courtney's business about what she's talking about. So follow your own rules.
Welcome to Coco and her made-up narrative. Styles with wolves, _, what part of this is made up? I read her quote verbatim, and this is exactly what happened. She said that he wouldn't do it for 9 years, so she had to.
What were you about to say?
Yeah,
because you're sort of in this position.
No, I'm not.
You've been together for a long.
She's gonna propose.
Maybe you're not. I'm not trying.
I'm very much not. But okay, thank you.
You've been dating Lauren for quite some time.
Yeah. Are you gonna let DMs propose to you?
If she wanted to, that's fine. She gonna pay? She gonna pay for the ring? Huh?
Be
she gonna
quiet.
Pay for the ring? What?
You're on. Also, you saying, "Oh,
I'm
Julia came to you and said, Dad, 9 years, he still hasn't proposed, so I guess I'm gonna do it." You would tell her, "Run for the hills."
I'm a modern man. I'm not into gender roles.
My dad's
not about gender roles. I'm into breaking down traditional gender
roles. No, you're into Moo's roles.
It's not about gender roles.
I would have been into Moo's roles.
It's like chivalry. You pull a woman's seat out. You open a door for her, right?
Do you think somebody needs to ask the father's permission for their hand in?
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Did she ask his dad?
Right.
I mean,
how was that conversation? Like, yes.
Sorry, Shime. What were you going to say to Courtney? You don't remember.
I might forget my point. More or less, though, like, Courtney says she had to do this. She didn't have to do it after the Olympics, after she just ran a race on national TV or on international TV for literally the entire world to see. Like, she didn't have to do that. She chose to do that. She wanted to do that.
Yeah, good for her. Bad on him.
She did.
How is that bad on him? It's good for both of them.
No,
good for their relationship. That's what they decided ultimately to do.
We can agree to disagree. And
because he could have said no if he didn't like it.
If I went to my dad and I said, Dad, I really want to get married and Santo's just not doing it and it's been 9 years, my dad would say, Courtney, pack your bags. Right.
You know why
she did it? Okay, then that's fine. That's how you and your dad view it. That's not how they view it.
Shime,
she's still with him.
But that's how I view it. So that's what I'm talking about.
That is how she viewed it up until 8 years.
Shime, do you know why she did it?
Because she wanted to.
No. Because she knew he wasn't going to get off the pot.
Okay, and that's who she wants. Well, wait,
if you think a guy's not going to get off the pot, then leave. Why would you marry him then? If he can't make a decision like that, then why would you marry him?
For love.
If it was my daughter, I would tell her.
For love. I would be like, Courtney. You can't. That's talking up both sides of your mouth. If you think it's for love, but you think it's a bad look.
No.
I absolutely can. Have you ever been in love with a douche? Same exact thing.
It happens all the time. She did it because she knew she'd probably been talking to this dude forever. Like, when we going to get married? Yep. He's dragging his feet. Yep. And she probably says, the only way I can get him to do it is if I pull his card on national TV. Yep.
He could have said
no.
Right. Well, he could still say no.
And they're
not married yet.
He already looks like a douche. Can you imagine if he says no? He's even he's like a 10-time douche.
And Greg, one of the big mistakes of my life was I took women's studies in college and thinking it would be a fun class. Mm. I was the only guy in there, and boy, was it a mistake.
So if Shine's cool with this, what's your girl's name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. So the role that Shine lives in, because there are certain things I think men do, if somebody says something to Lauren in the club, Shine's like, you can handle yourself. I'm not fighting this guy.
She can fight.
I'm not stepping in.
Lauren,
she can kick my ass.
You got. Listen, I'm not going to step in and fight this dude, Lauren.
Well,
you can do it.
Oh, a dude? Yeah, I'd step in.
Texter says it's hard, like, that Shime is a sub. So it's hard to understand his perspective.
That's
on
in the bedroom. That's a different scenario.
Oh God!
But there are just certain things. Like if it's 2 a.m, Shyman, here's another one for you. And you guys are driving on the highway, and there's a flat tire.
Yeah, I get out and change it.
What,
I know
why?
How to change a tire.
What if she goes? Hey, you know,
still have a donut on your car.
Shyman, what if
that's
she?
My car.
Shyman, what if she goes? No, I'm going to do it.
I'd let her do, if she wants to do it. She can do it. I don't like. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Right. He'd roll the window down every once in a while and go, how long is this going to take?
Yes.
This is Bob from Londonderry.
Hey, Lord, go out there and shovel the walk, for Christ's sake.
Bob.
Hey, guys, I was listening to your topic, and I thought I'd tell Courtney. She'll get a kick out of the story. Many years ago, long, long time ago, I was dating my wife then. She lived in the Lowell area. She came from a Greek family. Went on for a long time. And she kept dropping subtle hints saying, I'm not waiting forever. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, she's got other offers. I better do something. So I went behind her back, got a couple of her girlfriends and said, can you go ring shopping with me? They said, sure. It took a little bit of time. In the interim, she's looking at different things, wondering, why is Bob contacting either two of my girlfriends? So finally, she was almost getting mad, and I said, we're going to see Cats to play in Boston. We'll get on early. We're going to do a little shopping. She's still kind of mad. She goes, okay. So we go to Barmiki and Brothers down there at the time, and there was, and anyway, we got there, and her two friends were there, and she goes, what are you doing here? Are you shopping? She goes, no. We've been here going with Bob to try to get you something that he thought And at the time, there was three rings. Yeah. 6,000, 8,000, and 10. She settled for the 12,500.
Yeah, Bob, I hate to break it to you, but you got Ayuked. That's what happened to you. She didn't have anybody else.
Yeah, but
she Ayuked you. She used a fake offer to get more and get you to propose. And so it doesn't matter to me who does it.
It should. There are just certain things that, even though they might seem outdated, like there are just certain things that men should do for women, and proposing to them is one of those things where I always look at, a man should always propose to a woman.
Or you talk about it beforehand, and if in your relationship the man says, I want to be proposed to, and that's what you guys want to do, then do it that way. There's no issue there. But that is not what happened here. Let's be clear. Not what happened here. If it's a relationship of two women, there's usually a conversation of who's going to propose to who. Oh. Two men, who's going to propose to who.
Well, that's different.
But I'm saying if you are in a heterosexual relationship, right, and you decide that the man wants to be proposed to, that's your own business. That's not what happened
here. Even that should be a red flag, right? If you and a man are talking about marriage, I could see if the guy's like, I don't want to get married, right? He lets you know beforehand this is something he doesn't want to do. You do, then that's an issue. You have to have a conversation about that. But it seems like they have been, Shime and his girl talk about marriage.
Right.
So it's just his job as a man, knowing that she wants to get married one day, whenever that is, that he is obligated to propose to her. That's just the natural way of doing things.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, yo, man. How are you?
What's up?
So listen, the reason he never proposed to her is because he doesn't want to get married.
Right.
Because he knows it's a contract. To get into it, you don't got to sign nothing. But when you get out of it, you got to go in front of a judge. That man is smart.
Yeah. That's why most people don't get married.
Right.
And they need easy access, an escape plan.
So to be clear, if Lindsay proposed to you, Greg, you'd be fine with it.
Yes.
If Talina proposed to you, Wiggy.
That would never happen.
I would never propose to Santo. Curtis, have you ever got proposed to?
I have twice. I've said yes.
But you would not be for it?
This is such a stupid argument. I hate that people are even acting like this is normal.
Right.
Like, this woman wanted to get married to this guy for a very long time. She realized it was never going to happen. I think, subconscious, it was her way of pantsing him at her biggest moment before they get to this decision.
Yeah.
Because she's like, look at me, I'm on top of the world, you schmuck. Right. I've been sitting here, sitting on your hands.
If I ever felt pantsed, though, I would just leave. Clearly, he said yes and didn't want to leave.
Because if you can't say no.
Not at that point.
She's already got down on one knee and proposed to you. You already look like a douche. And if you say no,
Wiggy, how many times do you see Jumbotron proposals go bad? A few. Like, there's quite a few. Yeah. You could say no.
No.
I would say the Jumbotron are probably 95% success rate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I am for equality when it comes to gender roles, especially at the self-serve gas station.
Shime.
All right.
It's not Shime. Get out there and fix that tire.
Take a break.
Were you putting some of that wiper fluid, for Christ's sake?
She fixed the sink the other day. Is that a problem?
Coming up at 9, the Red Sox front office report.
You can give it to the birds and bees. I need money, that's what I want. Hey! I need money, that's what I want. That's what I want. Hey! Your love give me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I need money, that's what I want. Hey! That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Well, it would appear that perhaps money is not all that Brandon Ayuk wants. He wants to wake up every morning with a view of the beautiful Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, Wiggy.
Yeah.
You brought this up at the start of the show, and then Shime got to it during his lead at 6:30, but it's weird. It's like Does he want money? If he wants money, then seems like the Patriots were offering the most money.
Right.
Upwards of $30 million. Some reports saying $32
million. Right.
Does he want to win? Does he want the opportunity to win? Then it seems like the Niners would offer him the best opportunity to win.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't know why this deal is done. I don't know why the Patriots are no longer in contention when it comes to the player.
Right.
If Pittsburgh and New England are offering the same amount of money, though, and say maybe New England is offering a little bit more because of the millionaire's tax, don't we speak pretty often about how important Mike Tomlin is and how he is a guy, no matter what Derek the Steelers fan says about him, he seems like a guy people want to play for. He's a guy who he hasn't dropped below 500 in I don't know how long, if ever. So if you're Brandon Ayuk and you look at a new head coach in Jerod Mayo, who may be great, or a guy in Mike Tomlin who has already proven himself, I mean,
I can see what you're saying in that case, especially if the money's close, then you look at it. But we don't really know what Pittsburgh's offering money-wise. If the money's far apart and then he chooses to go to Pittsburgh.
I just don't think the money is that far apart.
Yeah, see, I don't know, but Chime, you had said that.
The last report I had read was the money is very far apart. Like, the Steelers are not even close to what Brandon Ayuk wants.
And then you said that the Steelers' offer is way off compared to New England's offer.
Correct. Do you think Ayuk should propose to the Steelers?
Because I look at it like this. If you're the 49ers, why would you send the guy? Because we criticized Bill for doing that with Jimmy G. Why would you send the guy to a destination if you, unless they like Brandon Ayuk and they're kind of like, all right, we're gonna take less to send you where you want to go?
I mean, unless there are guys like Brandon Ayuk who are looking at the New England Patriots in the future and thinking that they're not going to be able to turn it around quick enough.
But do you think he looks at Pittsburgh?
That's alarming if that's what's going on.
I get that, but do you...
Because you're never going to be able to get somebody.
No, but do you think he really looks at Pittsburgh and Cleveland and goes, okay, I could see I'm going to sign a four-year deal here. Within the next 2 to 3 years, I could see us being in a Super Bowl.
I mean, is this eerily similar to what happened with D-Hop? Like where Robert Kraft was willing to pay him, I think.
So Mike Reese yesterday went across the street and had a big argument about all this stuff, and he talked about DeAndre Hopkins, and Mike Reese, not me or anybody else, said that that was an entirely Bill Belichick decision, that Bill didn't think he was valued at that point.
Yeah.
And Bill maybe, you know, we've argued, I mean, he was obviously dead wrong about Juju and Devontae Parker and getting rid of Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
But he may be right as a general rule of not empowering receivers because of what the issues they bring to the roster. I think it's outdated. I think now you need them no matter what.
Yeah.
However,
especially with a rookie quarterback.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, I think Robert Kraft has it appears that he's answered the question about whether he's willing to pay a high price free agent in this particular case. So that to me is not an issue. At least it's not an issue now, the way things are being run.
Courtney made a good point about, like, because when you start to look at the three teams, Pittsburgh, New England, and Cleveland, I get that on paper Pittsburgh and Cleveland are probably a little bit better, but not to the point where if you're a guy, you're going, all right, I'm going to go there and where my expectations were in the Super Bowl. So maybe a little bit has to do with the coach. You might like Mike Tomlin. Then I think when you start to look at the money, the reports are between $30 and $32 million.
Mike Reese specifically said 4 years, $32 million a year,
But how much is the guarantee?
Right. He didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's to me, if the organization wants to look good, they leak that info out without the guarantee. Because as they say in Tommy Boy, a guarantee is worth crap. Unless you can say whatever you want, but you have to guarantee it. And to me, if the Patriots want to be a player, they're going to have to guarantee more than everybody else by a relatively strong margin.
Yeah, I can't imagine, though, that you're making that contract and you're not guaranteeing comparable money like what Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown got. So $32 million would put him exactly tied for second at the highest paid receivers with A.J. Brown.
But why don't we know what the guarantee is?
I don't know, because that's not the number that was given out.
Why do you think that we don't know the guarantee?
Well, Mike even made a point to say that it's not necessarily just coming from the team. That
I know.
It was sourced by multiple people.
Exactly.
Therefore, so it's not just the team leaking out this information.
I understand that, but that number without the guarantee is not relevant to the conversation because we all agree it's all about the guarantee.
But if the guarantee offer was poor, don't you think that somebody, certainly not
Aiyuk's camp would have leaked that immediately.
That does not benefit Aiyuk at all to say that the guarantee number was low. Why would they want that out there?
Yeah. This is Jeff from New Hampshire. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say. The Patriots have a history recently of doing business where it may be an AAV of 32, but there's, you know, per game bonuses and TD bonuses and yard bonuses and all these things. And I think you got to get to 88 for Justin Jefferson guaranteed. And I think Tyreek is 54, and that's number two. So it doesn't sound like it's all that. You know, you got to be right in the middle, I think, if you know, to do that, 70-75 guaranteed. But, I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So the guaranteed money, I got right here the top five players in the NFL guaranteed money. Justin Jefferson, number one, $110 million mm-hmm. guaranteed. Number two was A.J. Brown at $84 million. Three is DJ Moore, who just signed. He got $81 million in guaranteed. And number four is Chimes Boy, Amra St. Brown. He got $77 million. So if you're Brandon Aiyuk, you have to be saying, okay, I can't get $110 million because that's Justin Jefferson. But
85 is the number.
I want 20 at least. It was a four-year deal, right?
Yeah, so I want 85, like Chimes said.
Okay, so I want 21.3 or whatever guaranteed.
Yeah, I want $85 million guaranteed, however the hell, and then, you know, it'll look at like a $32 million a year AAV, but the guaranteed money is, and if the Patriots are saying, well, we'll offer you 75 and he wants 85, that's a pretty good disparity, you know?
Well, there's good news, and that was that Chimes' lead is he believes that this is not over.
I think because the Patriots were the ones to say they were out, it is going to be good for them because Aiyuk's eventually going to run into a wall where he either has to go back to San Francisco on the contract he's on or get a ton of money from the New England Patriots.
Okay. Red Sox win the series against the Royals, lose last night, but win the series. We will get to the Red Sox front office report next. Is it Sam Kennedy or Chaim Bloom this week, Curtis?
I think Sam Kennedy.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I find out through Ken.
We will get to that next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
The best thing in life I'll bring, but you can give it to the birds and bees. I need my love.
Well, it would appear that perhaps money is not all that Brandon Aiyuk wants. He wants to wake up every morning with a view of the beautiful Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, Wiggy.
Yeah.
You brought this up at the start of the show, and then Chaim got to it during his lead at 6:30, but it's weird. It's like, does he want money? If he wants money, then seems like the Patriots were offering the most money.
Right.
Upwards of $30 million. Some reports saying $32 million.
Right.
Does he want to win? Does he want the opportunity to win? Then it seems like the Niners would offer him the best opportunity to win.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't know why this deal is done. I don't know why the Patriots are no longer in contention when it comes to the player.
Right.
If Pittsburgh and New England are offering the same amount of money, though, and say maybe New England is offering a little bit more because of the millionaire's tax, don't we speak pretty often about how important Mike Tomlin is and how he is a guy, no matter what Derek the Steelers fan says about him, he seems like a guy people want to play for. He's a guy who he hasn't dropped below 500 in I don't know how long, if ever. So if you're Brandon Aiyuk and you look at a new head coach in Jerod Mayo, who may be great, or a guy in Mike Tomlin who has already proven himself, I mean,
I can see what you're saying in that case, especially if the money's close, then you look at it. But we don't really know what Pittsburgh's offering money wise. If the money's far apart and then he chooses to go to Pittsburgh.
I just don't think the money is that far apart.
Yeah, see, I don't know, but Chime, you had said that.
The last report I had read was the money is very far apart. Like, the Steelers are not even close to what Brandon Ayuk wants.
And then you said that the Steelers' offer is way off compared to New England's offer.
Correct. Do you think Ayuk should propose to the Steelers?
Because I look at it like this. If you're the 49ers, why would you send the guy? Because we criticized Bill for doing that with Jimmy G. Why would you send the guy to a destination unless they like Brandon Ayuk and they're kind of like, all right, we're gonna take less to send you where you want to go?
I mean, unless there are guys like Brandon Ayuk who are looking at the New England Patriots in the future and thinking that they're not going to be able to turn it around quick enough.
But do you think he looks at Pittsburgh?
That's alarming if that's what's going on.
I get that, but do you...
Because you're never going to be able to get somebody.
No, but do you think he really looks at Pittsburgh and Cleveland and goes, okay, I could see I'm going to sign a 4-year deal here. Within the next 2 to 3 years, I could see us being in a Super Bowl.
I mean, is this eerily similar to what happened with D-Hop? Like, where you were... You know, Robert Kraft was willing to pay him, I think.
So Mike Reese yesterday went across the street and had a big argument about all this stuff, and he talked about DeAndre Hopkins. And Mike Reese, not me or anybody else, said that that was an entirely Bill Belichick decision. Bill didn't think he was valued at that point.
Yeah.
And Bill we've argued. I mean, he was obviously dead wrong about Juju and Devontae Parker and getting rid of Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
But he may be right as a general rule of not empowering receivers because of what the issues they bring to the roster. I think it's outdated. I think now you need them no matter what.
Yeah.
However,
especially with a rookie quarterback.
Right.
I don't know. Listen, I think Robert Kraft has it appears that he's answered the question about whether he's willing to pay a high price free agent in this particular case. So that to me is not an issue. At least it's not an issue now, the way things are being run.
Courtney made a good point about, like, because when you start to look at the three teams, Pittsburgh, New England, and Cleveland, I get that on paper Pittsburgh and Cleveland are probably a little bit better, but not to the point where if you're a guy, you're going, all right, I'm going to go there and where my expectations were in the Super Bowl. So maybe a little bit has to do with the coach. You might like Mike Tomlin. Then I think when you start to look at the money, the reports are between 30 and 32 million.
Mike Reese specifically said 4 years, $32 million a year,
But how much is the guarantee?
Right. He didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's to me, if the organization wants to look good, they leak that info out without the guarantee. Because as they say in Tommy Boy, a guarantee is worth crap. You can say whatever you want, but you have to guarantee it. And to me, if the Patriots want to be a player, they're going to have to guarantee more than everybody else by a relatively strong margin.
Yeah, I can't imagine, though, that you're making that contract and you're not guaranteeing comparable money like what Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown got. So $32 million would put him exactly tied for second at the highest paid receivers with A.J.
Brown. But why don't we know what the guarantee is?
I don't know, because that's not the number that was given out.
Why do you think that we don't know the guarantee?
Well, Mike made a point to say that it's not necessarily just coming from the team. That
I know.
It was sourced by multiple people.
Exactly.
Therefore, so it's not just the team leaking out this information.
I understand that, but that number without the guarantee is not relevant to the conversation, because we all agree it's all about the guarantee.
But if the guarantee offer was poor, don't you think that somebody, certainly not
Ayuk's
Patriots,
camp would have leaked that immediately?
That does not benefit Ayuk at all to say that the guarantee number was low. Why would they want that out there?
Yeah. This is Jeff from New Hampshire. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say. The Patriots have a history recently of doing business where it may be an AAV of 32, but there's, you know, per game bonuses and TD bonuses and yard bonuses and all these things. And I think you got to get to 88 for Justin Jefferson guaranteed. And I think Tyreek is 54, and that's number two. So it doesn't sound like it's all that, you know, you got to be right in the middle. I think if you know, to do that, you know, 70, 75 guaranteed. But, I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. Thanks. Yeah.
So the guaranteed money, I got right here the top five players in the NFL guaranteed money. Justin Jefferson, number one, $110 million guaranteed. Number two is A.J. Brown at $84 million. Three is DJ Moore, who just signed. He got $81 million in guaranteed. And number four is Chimes Boy, Amra St. Brown. He got $77 million. So if you're Brandon Ayuk, you have to be saying, okay, I can't get $110 million because that's Justin Jefferson. But
85 is the number.
I want 20 at least. It was a 4-year deal, right?
Yeah, so I want 85, like Chimes said.
Okay, so I want 21.3 or whatever guaranteed.
Yeah, I want $85 million guaranteed, however the hell, and then, you know, it'll look at like a $32 million a year AAV, but the guaranteed money is, and if the Patriots are saying, well, we'll offer you 75 and he wants 85, that's a pretty good disparity, you know?
Well, there's good news, and that was that Chimes' lead is he believes that this is not over.
I think because the Patriots were the ones to say they were out, it is going to be good for them because Ayuk's eventually going to run into a wall where he either has to go back to San Francisco on the contract he's on or get a ton of money from the New England Patriots.
Okay. Red Sox win the series against the Royals, lose last night, but win the series. We will get to the Red Sox front office report next. Is it Sam Kennedy or Chaim Bloom this week, Curtis?
I think Sam Kennedy.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I find out through Ken.
We will get to that next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.